Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We started the section on showing kindness when doing business dealings. When a person is doing his business, when he's involved in day-to-day activities, selling, purchasing, asking for payment, when a person is doing these sort of things, when he's measuring and giving the customer, when he is the customer now is taking the item, when he's paying, how these things should be done, what is the spirit of Islam? When a person thinks of the ni'mat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed him, then it becomes easy for a person to show rahmat and show mercy. There was a person that came yesterday, he was waiting, paraplegic and a paralyzed person, but his question was that just look down at my feet to see I got cut, whether blood is coming out or not. In other words, that ability to even lift up that foot is not there. That ability to look down towards that foot is not there. I need to wait for somebody else to come and check it for me, to look at it and tell me what is the status of my wuzu. Did we ever think that ability Allah Pak has given us to even look down at our feet, to lift up that foot we want to lift up, to lift up that hand when we want to lift up, to move when we want to move? Did we ever consider this as a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Pak would have taken this ni'mat away and we could have been stranded? Once we went to visit one person in Gush, he was also paralyzed, he was lying there on the bed. And he's saying he was a very active person, extremely active person before that, on the go, on the move all the time, and doing things and helping people and doing whatever he would like to do. Now he's lying in that condition and he's saying that I just need somebody to be my hands and legs. That's all. I just need somebody to be my hands and legs. There's so much I can still do in this condition, but I don't have this ability any longer. So when a person looks at the ni'mat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him, then now it becomes easy for him now to show mercy on other people. But when a person ignores the ni'mat Allah Pak has given him, then he wants to be a very hard dealer. He wants to be a very shrewd dealer. He's thought that we have to be very hard in business. But what we learn from all these ahadiths we're doing, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always encouraged softness, always encouraged leniency, always encouraged kindness, always looking at the welfare of the next person before we start looking at the welfare of ourselves when it comes to business dealings. So the hadith we'll do today, and Jabirin radiyallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, rahimallahu rajulan samhan idha ba'a wa idha ishtara wa idha qtada, rawahu al-Bukhari. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on such a person who is lenient at the time of selling, he is lenient, he is soft, he is good at the time when he is purchasing, وَإِذَا اقْتَضَىٰ, and the time now comes when asking for payment, following up on his debtors, at that time also this person is very lenient, very kind. He is not hard. We might think, okay, a person can be lenient when he's selling. What about you being lenient when we're buying? Sometimes a person might be buying and he knows that person that is selling is desperate to sell. So he will be very hard with him. He says, either you give me at my price or I'm not taking it. Now he knows that person is desperate to sell. He needs to make the sale. So he'll bring him right down where that person can hardly make anything. This is not in the spirit of Islam. The spirit of Islam is, yes, we make also and we help others to make. Never ever take advantage of a person because of his situation. And when asking for payment, that we know a person might be tight, might be difficult, then also a person should give respite, give a little bit of time, as we'll see in the hadiths that are coming, how much of reward there is just for giving a person a little bit extra time to make that payment. عن أبي قتادة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من سره أن ينجيه الله بيوم القيامة فلينفس عن معسر أو يضع عنه رواه مسلم. حضرت أبو قتادة رضي الله عنه says, I heard رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, one who would like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save him from the torments, from the ordeals, from the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah, he should give respite to one in difficulty or he should waive the debt. That person that is owing him money, he is battling to pay, either he should give him extra time, never mind, it was 30 days, I'll give you another 30 days. Give him extra time, or he should waive the debt off, or waive part of the debt off. What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, is that person who pleases him, that Allah Pak must save him from the difficulty of the day of Qiyamah, such an easy method to do. Nothing difficult. Give that person that is battling a little bit of extra of time, or if you can waive off some part of the debt also, waive it out. If you have an ability to waive the whole debt out, waive the whole thing out. Imagine with this niyat, that, oh Allah, I'm doing it, you save me from the difficulties of the day of Qiyamah. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ, ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٌ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And if the debtor is in difficulties, then grant him respite until he gains ease. If you forgive, this is far better for you if you only knew. If you forgive the person, this is far better for you if you only knew. And look at what Islam is teaching us. Islam is not saying to try and make money out of people that need money. This is the culture of the West, that finance people that need money and try and make money out of people that need money. But the culture of Islam is completely opposite. Person that is needing money, what you should do? Either you give him, make him maaf, or give him extra time. But don't try and make money out of people that are in need of money. This is a Western concept, finance totally out of the spirit of Islam. The people that are in need of money, we try and make money out of them. And then sometimes, unfortunately, even Islamic terminologies are used to make money out of people that are in need of money. We'll enter into a musharaka contract, sometimes we'll enter into a mudaraba contract, sometimes we'll enter into a murabaha contract. But the whole idea is to see how we can try and make money out of people that need money. Islam is teaching us the opposite. Person is in need of money, try and assist him, try and help him. Not to say that these contracts, there is no room and no place. These are contracts that there are place in Islam for. But that spirit of trying to make money out of people that need to borrow money, this is an alien system. This is an alien spirit, alien culture in Islam. If a person is genuinely in need, he should be assisted, he should be helped. In fact, money should be lent to him. This is hadith that we wrote, this last hadith today. We will see the reward of lending money in such a manner and the reward of writing that debts off and helping people with time. How much of rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. There isn't reward, any reward for trying to make money out of the poor people. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, kana rajulun yudayun nas, wa kana yaqulu li fatahu, idha ateita mu'asiran fatajawaz anhu, la'alla Allahu an yatajawaz anna, falaqiya Allahu fatajawaz anhu, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking about a previous zamana, about a time before it was the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying, there was a man who used to give people on credit. In other words, he used to grant people credit. When people would buy, he would grant them credit, he would allow them credit. So this was, he would grant credit to people. This was his style. وَكَانَ يَقُولُ لِفَتَاهُ, and he would tell his clerk, he would tell his clerk working for him, that إِذَا أَتَيْتَ مُعْسِرًا فَتَجَاوَزْ عَنْهُ, that if a person is battling and that person comes to you, then what you do, you can see he's battling, write it off. That money that he's owing, you write it off. Such a generous person he was. You can see that person is really battling. Write that money off. لَعَلَّ اللَّهُ أَيَّتَجَاوَزَ عَنَّا, perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pardon us. Allah Pak will forgive us because of this action. He's telling his clerk. He's not telling him to be hard, to be shrewd. He's not telling him to go for the throat of the people that are owing money. What he's saying? He said, maybe if we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَلَقِيَ اللَّهَ فَتَجَاوَزَ عَنْهُ, this person met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak had forgiven him. Such a simple thing. You're looking to see which people are battling to pay me. Never mind, forgive them for the sake of Allah. Allah Pak will forgive us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that person met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak forgave him. So we should look for avenues. We are all in need of trying to get the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to get that special fazal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should try. Our ibadat is not of such a high category. Our sabr is not of such a high category. But there's certain things that we can also do to get this blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the things we can do is in our business, let us look to see how we can implement these qualities. They're not very high quality, they're not very difficult qualities. Often a person is in business, he can see that person that is coming to buy is really battling. If he just make this niyat, let me drop the price for this person, let me make it easy for this person, even if it means going below cost, but I'm doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What won't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give that person? And besides that is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when a person has these qualities, Allah Pak will send that barakat from sea, and Allah Pak will give that person that barakat from sources that he won't even consider. So we should never doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we give, the more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.